Anyone who stood in the lengthy lift queues snaking through Whistler Village or Creekside on Saturday, frothing for the 16 centimeters of snow that fell overnight, or, for that matter, anyone who scoped out those lineups via webcams and decided to save their shredding for another day, knows. People are hungry for POW. After all, the heavy, 20-plus cm West Coast powder days Whistler is accustomed to have so far been few and relatively far between this season. January is typically one of the snowier months in Whistler, but 2023 is off to a dryish start, comparatively speaking. As listed on Tourism Whistler's weather history and stats page, a total of 174 centimeters of snow fell over the resort last month. That is fewer than the 202 centimeters that fell in December 2022, but more than the 119 centimeters of snow Whistler received in November. Whistler hasn't had that little snowfall in January since 2017, when the resort recorded 134 centimeters of new snow. The current record for Whistler's snowiest January to date was set during the ultimately ill-fated 2019-20 season, when 477 centimeters fell over Whistler between January 1 and January 31. Comparing last month's total snowfall to last season's numbers only twists the knife a little deeper. In 2021-22, Whistler received 259 centimeters of snow in November, 239 centimeters in December, and 226 centimeters in January. Still, last February brought drought-like conditions to the resort, when only 61 centimeters of snow fell. This year, Whistler has already welcomed 39.5 centimeters of snow since February 1, according to snow-forecast.com. More snow is anticipated to fall in the coming days, with Whistler Blackcomb calling for between 4 and 8 centimeters of daytime snow Monday, plus another 4 to 8 centimeters overnight, resulting in about 5 to 10 centimeters of accumulation in the Alpine on Tuesday, February 7. Heads up! With temperatures hovering above the freezing mark in the valley, that precipitation is more likely to look like rain at lower elevations. Monday's new snow will likely cause avalanche conditions in the surrounding peaks to deteriorate, according to Avalanche Canada. The current avalanche hazard for the mountains north of Squamish is rated as considerable in the Alpine and at the treeline, and moderate at below treeline elevations. The avalanche danger for the North Shore, meanwhile, is listed as high for Alpine terrain. Conditions are predicted to bring high avalanche danger to Alpine and treeline terrain around Whistler on Tuesday. According to Whistler Blackcomb's weather report, the resort has seen 520 centimeters of total snowfall so far this season, contributing to a base depth of 195 centimeters. In 2021-22, the resort saw 724 centimeters of snow fall over the three-month spanning from November to January. On the bright side? Whistler has seen significantly more snow than many resorts on the other side of the Atlantic, where some operators are struggling to keep runs open. In the French Alps, for example, Val Thorens has a base depth of 95 centimeters in the valley and 150 centimeters up high, while Mirabel has a base depth of just 55 centimeters in the valley and 90 centimeters at higher elevations. Or, take a look back in Whistler's own snowfall history to feel immediately better about current conditions. During the 2004-05 season, just 685 centimeters of snow fell in the resort between November and May. The highest monthly snowfall that season was recorded in April, when 197 centimeters fell. Even weirder? More snow fell in May that season, 45 centimeters, than in January, 42 centimeters.